Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
This is our second New Year.
This
on
is.
The show.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, we made it through the nightmare that was 2020.
I still kind of feel like it's continuing, but
yeah,
it hasn't gone away.
At least it's, you know, last year, 2020 started. We were just starting to hear about COVID. Now, this year, at least we have a vaccine out there now.
True. Last time we talked, we had our episode about reviewing the systems, and then I don't even know if I had mentioned on there that I was going on vacation for a while, not leaving or anything like that, but just from work.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on a Zoom call with
yes.
the boys.
Yeah.
We were on the Zoom call.
Holiday happy hour, yeah.
Holiday happy hour.
Zoom call, yeah.
I had mentioned I'll be on vacation from like the 21st to the 4th of January. Then like a day later, Connor tested positive for COVID. So then began my 14-day quarantine from work.
Yeah.
Couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we were kind of in a medical protocol. So I did not have to use my vacation. It just immediately went into, you know, so I'm
That's
like,
cool.
oh, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
You know, so unfortunately it was like a, you know, good to be off, but couldn't go anywhere. Then I hurt my back really badly. That was after the 14 days was up. It was on the weekend, so we were able to go back to Planet Fitness and get a workout in. I was doing a squat, and man, something hurt in my back. I knew it was bad. I was lucky to get the thing latched back onto the Smith machine because that thing was coming down. You know, I was just kind of walking around gingerly at first, and then the pain just started increasing and increasing. I ended up in the emergency room. I feel like it was a scene out of The Other Guys when he's explaining about his hip dysplasia.
that's funny because when you originally told me about it, for some reason that like
that's what
popped
in
your head.
Yeah.
That scene from Other Guys.
Yeah. So it was like that with pressure on the sciatic nerve, and it was painful, man. But
so did you drive yourself to the hospital?
No, Mary did.
Oh,
Mary
okay.
did, and I was in the back seat. It was awful, man. They gave me some stuff, some good stuff. Took another week off of work and then went back to work, but it was still super painful and had a couple more days off of work. It's been a nightmare.
Jeez.
Maybe that's why I feel like 2021's been the same as 20.
That's true. But that's a rough start. And that's right after. So you went the first day you were done quarantining from COVID and it happened then.
Yeah.
It's like your first time out of the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Off topic. I had a fart this morning that sounded like Genuine's pony this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
I did. I thought it was hilarious. All right. So anyway, moving on. A little random.
I didn't know you were going to queue up sound for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I had to explain if people didn't know what pony was.
Oh, yeah.
Put me in a good mood this morning. What a way to wake up. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. When did we get sound effects?
I don't know.
We're stepping up the budget here in 2021.
Oh, man.
Good job, producer Dick.
Yep. We're doing good.
So I wanted to ask you, because I was just curious, because I know a lot of people are doing different things, but are you going to get the vaccine when you're available to get it? Or
no.
Yeah, no plans to do it?
Yeah. No, because only because when I get the flu shot, I have a horrible reaction, and I'm guessing since coronavirus is a strain of the flu that the shot's going to be... You know, they probably had to start from somewhere, probably basing on the flu shot. I could be totally wrong. I'm not a doctor. I know a lot of our Facebook friends are doctors.
Yeah.
Apparently. but.
Yeah. Everybody on Facebook right now is either a doctor or a politician.
Yeah. Medical expert.
You should get. How dare you not get the vaccine? That's a, blah, blah,
blah, blah. You know.
How dare you not put on makeup this morning, Tracy? I have to look at you.
I am.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I do. Just because my job is, I come in contact with a lot of people. Personally, I know I would feel better having it, you know, and I'll be more comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. Did you get a reaction from the flu shot?
I got my first flu shot. Well, probably not. I might have had one when I was younger, like when a little kid, but I got my first like flu shot as an adult. November, I think I got it. It's the first time I've gotten it. And the next day, I just felt tired. I felt wore down like you do when you're fighting a cold.
Yeah.
Like, I just had that worn down feeling. And that only lasted like a day. The next day, I was better.
That's cool. Yeah, I think when I got it, and I've had people tell me they have had similar experiences where you get it. Actually, two guys from my work, they get it too, or they got it too. They stopped getting it. Same with me. You get it, and that first day, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you literally go into like flu mode, like you have the flu.
Yeah,
it's awful. It lasts like a week or two. It's horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and wow. I mean you're sick as heck. But
yeah, I've heard some people have that experience.
Yeah, and they said it's something in it. I don't know. I've heard egg or something. I don't know what the hell. But
egg?
Yeah, egg. And I'm like, I'm not allergic to egg. I don't know. Yeah. So I don't
imagine them mixing up a vaccine and then breaking an egg and put.
Yeah. Hey, make that vaccine over easy. Yeah, I stopped getting it, and I honestly just kind of try to live a healthy lifestyle where I take vitamins every day. Mm-hmm. I actually been doing like a mixture of apple cider vinegar in the morning and at night. You know, I've actually have not been sick a lot at all this year.
Yeah,
which has been really good.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if I didn't get the reaction, I probably would. I know a lot of people.
But they're putting liquid microchips inside of your.
Oh yeah, I know.
Inside of your ball sack. When you have kids, they're going to have a horn growing out of their eye.
Yeah.
Look, if you have a Facebook page or any type of social media or even a friggin' cell phone, the government already knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't need to microchip you.
No. No. We give them all our information every single day. You know, it's
they got what they need. Yeah. Other than that, they don't give a shit about you.
Yeah. If you signed up for Yahoo Mail or Gmail... They have everything they need to know.
Yeah, they know all they need.
You've allowed them. You know that little, please read through our privacy notice. And we just go, okay.
Agree.
Agree. What's in there is, we're going to put eggs in your vaccine. In your
head. Yeah, your children will have horns growing out of their assholes.
And you just agreed. Here's to kids with horns in their eyes.
So did you... You know, Connor had it. Did you get anything at all?
No, nothing.
It's fascinating to me that some people will even live with somebody that has it
and they won't
get it.
Correct.
And, or if they do get it, they'll have like, well, I just had a headache or I lost sense of taste or smell.
Yeah.
And then other people will be like in the hospital.
Right.
It's crazy how you never know how your body reacts to it, which is scary too.
Right. And again, I mean, I'm no medical doctor. I am on Facebook though. So I know you might be confused if I have a PhD or not.
Well, my initials are MD, so I think that technically makes me a doctor.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
So, mine's... Shout out to all the doctors.
And mine's... shout out to all the doctors. Oh. Whoops. That was the end of it. I caught like the very end of the horn. It was like my genuine fart. Burp. Or if I fart like that, that'd be great.
Oh, man. So did you have a good Christmas, too?
Yeah, it was good. We were stuck here, and we couldn't have anybody over. And then, I guess that was the norm anyway.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I know there was one video, horrifying video, where... I think it was Canada. A guy had over six people in his house. I think he had like seven, and they're dragging him out of his house. Like, Jesus Christ. Come on. And the insanity is just at its highest level. I'm thinking to myself, like, I just couldn't. Even if I was a cop.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, first of all, what Karen?
Yeah, somebody complained.
Called on the...
They got seven people there. Yeah. Seven people. I'm not going to tolerate
and it was
this.
Probably... Somebody who's like, I'm not going. There's going to be too many people in that house. I'm not going. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. We'll see how they enjoy their Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're under arrest.
I just couldn't, as a cop, I'd knock on the door and be like, you got more than six people. Just hide one of them, please, real quick, so I can look and say no. Like, it's Christmas. I'm not going to fucking arrest. But they were like, that guy's like holding onto the doorknob. You'll never take me alive. Technically, sir, we are.
Technically, yes.
You are alive. You basically just added five more people to that party with the five cops.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Now they're, yeah.
I'm glad the vaccine's here and it just roll yeah. it out eventually. I want the masks gone. I want normalcy to the world.
I want my traditional, like my Christmas, like it was okay, but like I'm a traditionalist and I miss not being able to do anything this year.
And I get nursing homes and stuff. I get that. Yeah. That's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Even during the flu season, that's kind of you're walking on eggshells there where you have to decide if you're going to bring a bunch of family around, you know, Grandma Ethel, that's, you know, 102, and it's just something you have to watch for. So that's a normal thing. But yeah, this year was kind of weird. And I mean, we were stuck in the house anyway, but it was good though. We had a tree and, you know, did gifts and stuff. And
that's good.
Even, you know, Connor said he felt fine. Like he had a headache and sinuses like one day and then sinuses the next. And then he felt fine.
Yeah.
He never missed school. I mean, it does online. So he went to school even with it. So, yeah. I mean, it wasn't awful. And I'm sure kids' immune systems are a lot better than ours, you know, so. You get anything good for Christmas?
One thing that kind of surprised me that I really wasn't expecting was my wife bought me an Apple Watch.
Oh, very cool.
And wasn't something that I wanted because I normally wear Fitbits. She had bought me a Fitbit watch like 2 years ago for Christmas. And it got to the point where I was like having to charge it every day. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to have to get a new one. And it was like the last gift I opened was the watch. I was like, oh, I'm still trying to learn how to use it because it does so much shit that I don't even.
So you get your text messages on there and everything?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Texts and everything go to that instead of pulling out my phone, which actually helps a lot too, especially to, like when I'm working and don't have to like touch my phone. I can just look at it.
You get porn on there? Like, so it's on. I say it's on your left wrist and I know you're right-handed.
Yeah, I'm a righty, but sometimes I give myself a stranger. Plus, if I do that, it'll start counting as extra steps if I use my left hand with the watch.
Very good. Here's to a healthy 21.
Cheat the system. Speaking of 21, I know we talked about our resolutions last year, but that was before Resident Evil started. do you have any for this year?
Same as last year, and we did really good.
You did great.
I mean, we did working out through the entire year. I think it benefited Connor more than it did me, because he got huge. We got a nice workout plan set up for this year. Obviously, hurting my back at the beginning of the year did not start me off on the right step, but that should be good to go here pretty soon. I will monitor very carefully on what I'm doing. If it starts to hurt, I'm not going to push through it or anything. But yeah, we got a nice little workout plan going. We got a nice eating plan going. Mary got him it's called the Shredded Chef, and it's a cookbook of just meals that, you know, if you're trying to build muscle. Yeah. So we're going to do that and do it again where we stick with it all year. Other than that, I really don't have, you know, too much. Old age, you start to have that losing weight thing every year. Or maybe it's not losing weight. It's just like not getting any more fat. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like I always look the same. Yeah.
I hear you.
For you?
Same. I mean, the weight thing has been a thorn in my side for a while. I was doing really well, and then, you know, the bottom just kind of fell out on the year, and it just kind of, I don't know. I think, you know, as the year went on, I started getting a little more depressed, and I think that affected a lot of things. So this year, I just need to work on being more positive, I think, again.
Yeah.
Because my mental health took a hit this past year, you know.
Yeah, Mary would agree on that because she tells me a lot now. And maybe it's just with a common theme with everybody, because Mary has been catching me a lot. She's like, positive, positive. Like, I do say a lot of negative things.
Yeah.
We don't think about it, but it does trickle down to kids because I notice Connor can be kind of negative sometimes. And I think he gets that from me. On the flip side of that, I kind of am a jump to the worst case scenario kind of guy.
Same, yeah.
So I think it's just kind of in me of like, you know, when you're going somewhere, you're like, oh, watch, I'll probably hit a train or something on the way there and then we'll be late or something. You know, it's just an immediate negative. So,
or a pony.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember back in the day, there was a door at an apartment that when it shut, and I'm not even kidding, and I sat there and shut the door so many times just to hear it. So if you opened it and just let it shut on its own, because I had one of those, like, just the spring that would bring
spring,
it back.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding, and why would I make this up anyway? To get listeners. You're making this up to get listeners, man. I don't believe your story about your door. So you'd open it, and when it shut, it went. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, yeah, I remember you Britney telling Spears. Me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is before, like, our awesome cell phones and stuff, so I had nothing there to record it. But, man, had I had my cell phone, yeah, it just. And I actually did that noise.
Uh-huh.
So I would,
yeah, you would do I that. I would open and then, it and
I remember. I mean, how perfect was it that it did that? But, yeah. So that's that. Now I'm 5% dumber.
How did we segue to that?
I don't know.
2021. Everything's off the table.
2020 was the year of the burrito. 2021 is the year of everything's off the table.
Yeah. So it'll be really cool to grow the channel this year. And we do see a lot of consistency in listens.
I will say that has been something that has surprised me, especially with this past year. You know, I think we've only recorded like 12 times maybe.
Yeah.
So, and with my surgery and COVID and just other reasons why, we didn't record, those listens just kind of slowly, even with nothing new posted, it just slowly built up.
I had a new listener reach out and said, this is the first time I've listened to the episode, or your very first episode. Hilarious. Then I listened to the music episode. I had no idea about the Millennial Whoop. I wrote back and said, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you... I wouldn't take offense if you skipped forward, because in the beginning we were kind of scripted. We didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah, we're kind of filling ourselves out.
Yeah.
And trying to, get our feet wet and figure out what worked best for us.
But I guess she listened to a bunch of them. She goes, yeah, I can honestly tell exactly where you guys just kind of like started being yourselves a little bit. In the beginning it was kind of stiff, and then you just loosened up a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, and it's hard to tell people that, so I guess my suggestion for anybody that's sharing our podcast is, maybe I always send them towards that best of so far episode, mm-hmm. because it's nothing but funny.
Yeah.
And kind of represents us a little more, mm-hmm. of our goofiness and stuff. There is seriousness to it.
Yeah.
But we have our moments, like, pony farts and and toxic doors. But, we are kind of, I guess, a positive thing to listen to, where it could cheer you up if you're having a bad day or something like that. Yeah. We're here to make you laugh.
Definitely. That's
I'm here for your amusement only. I don't have a life. I'm just here to make yours better.
I will be your jester.
Wow.
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 Wow. The vulgar burrito.
Oh, that was horrible. I like the vulgar burrito. That was even worse. I think I should just go through my imitations and see how bad they all are.
Frankly, I like the vulgar burrito.
That's
best podcast I've ever listened to, frankly. Fake news. They won't report it. I've known it since the beginning. And I tried to tell everybody, I said, listen, Vulgar Burrito is going to be the best podcast ever. But they told me I was crazy. And now look at them. They're running scared, folks. They're running scared.
That's the first time I've heard your Trump, but that's not bad.
I also listen to the Vulgar Burrito podcast. That's even worse. I can't do that one. Who else?
I wish I could do a Trump. I can't.
Kermit the Frog here for the Vulgar Burrito podcast. Yay!
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Who else we got? Do we do impression? We do.
We do some. Yeah.
I do my Winnie the Pooh.
Oh yeah.
I think we've done Goofy.
We've
too.
Done Goofy. Done Mickey.
There is the always popular French chef.
The French. I was just doing that the other day. Because
the chow dail.
Actually, it was yesterday. It was horrible. Because this is going to sound really bad, but if anybody loves true crime documentaries or anything like that, it's a good, actually really good story. One of those, if you think you got it bad, you watch this thing. And this woman survived the most brutal attack I think I've ever seen in my life. The name, the title of it's called Allison with one L. And just a little quick description of what it is just a girl that was held at knife point in her car, driven to a remote location, raped by two guys, and then so brutally, I mean, they stabbed her so badly, her head was barely hanging on.
Jesus.
Her innards were out, and somehow she managed to get up and start walking. And the way she tells it is just like she had to take her shirt and to hold her innards in. When she started walking, her vision went black, and she realized it's because her head had basically fallen over to her shoulder. So she picked her head back up, and as soon as she did that, her vision came back. She said she just kept walking and walking. She goes, at one point, it just felt like someone had lifted her up and started carrying her.
Wow.
And yeah, they find her. They have all these surgeries and everything, and now she's like a public speaker, and it's really cool. But I don't want this to sound bad, like I'm joking about it, but when it got to the part where she said, because they had to tie these people with evidence, so the cops would come and ask her for pubic hair to try to link. So, of course, as soon as I hear the word pubic hair, I'm like, pubic hair? Yeah, that was my long build-up to that story.
I'm sorry, but we are going to need a sample of your pubic hair. Is this for the DNA test?
No, it is for the child hair. It is the holidays, and I am making the child hair. The pubic hair child hair.
Challenge.
Oh, yeah, the pubic hair challenge.
What else? What other? God, I'm trying to think of.
Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, yeah.
The light bright on a pole match.
That was great. Random accents, obviously.
Yeah, we've done random accents.
We just have a good time here.
This is basically what me and Dave would do if we were sitting at a bar.
Yeah. And it's probably why we were single a lot.
Yeah.
Is people are like, I'm sure there were girls at the end of the bar going, did that guy just say pubic hair? Are you kidding me?
What the fuck? Is he really French, or is he just being an asshole?
Hey, maybe he'll buy us drinks, though.
And I think you did.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, that girl looks like Daisy Fuentes.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I'm going to buy some shots. $123 later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Wait. I thought you were going to give me the Fuentes treatment.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I remember
that.
It
was a good time. That was Have a Nice Day Cafe.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shot was what was the name of the shot? It was a caramel apple.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got a pretty good memory.
That's pretty good.
It's good times. Oh, John Madden we've done.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, John I think Madden. We do a lot of impressions that people normally do.
Yeah. Probably because they're easier.
Yeah, and I don't watch too many shows nowadays where I could actually figure out new impressions or anything like that. Yeah. It's old school.
Mm-hmm.
There's some I'd love to perfect, like Morgan Freeman. Who wouldn't want to be able to talk like Morgan Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
There I was on a podcast. It was a great podcast. There was Mike. There was Dave. And there was me.
That's horrible.
Everything was fine until they had me take my pants off.
But I did it.
I sound more like the guy that does the Dear Kitten. Like he has more he has more. It's Morgan Freeman, but it's not. I wish I could do John C. Reilly as well.
Oh yeah. I think the last thing that we should touch on, and I know it's hard for us to do this because we always record before they play, but how about our brownies?
Yeah. I was going to actually mention that because I was going to say, all right, I have to retract because the first four games, I believe, I thought we were seeing same old Baker.
Yeah.
And it was trash. He has since righted the ship, and I apologize. Yeah. But I'm going to say we were the good luck that turned him around.
Maybe. We called him out. He heard the vulgar burrito, and he's like, you're right. I got to play better.
I think everything worked out, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're recording before tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's hope our next episode we're talking about that we beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So
let's hope. And even if we don't, I mean, this is This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a big improvement. I mean, it's nice that we're still watching football. And if you would have told me 11-5, I would have laughed in your face. Yeah. There's no way I would have even imagined. But, you know, winning's contagious. We've always been told that. And I think they've just found their groove of ways to win. If the offense is sucking, the defense steps it up. If the defense sucks, the offense steps it up. I mean, they're just finding ways, and that's what you have to do as a winning organization.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was awesome last week to finally.
It was like a dream.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, the way it started, that snap, and then it was just like I had to pinch myself because I'm like, I can't believe what is happening. They were up like 28 to nothing in the first quarter
with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we could use one more. And I didn't want to let my foot off the gas. Like, no, I just wanted them to keep
piling it on because you knew, like, that was okay, this is great. And I kept thinking to myself as, like, the Browns kept scoring, I'm like, okay, this is great. But this is either going to be, they're going to make history by either blowing them out so bad or they're going to blow this lead. And that became what I was concerned. I'm like, here they come.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm like, they're getting too close for my comfortability. That's like.
Yep.
But we pulled it out. That's awesome. I do see a lot of Steelers fans are actually happy for Browns fans. I think they, it's tough to know how they feel if they realize that, you know, maybe Ben's kind of done. He's still a great quarterback. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah,
he's had a great career. It's you know, and I don't honestly. I feel like Mason Rudolph played a little better than him the week prior. Just his dinking and dunking passes were just constant. I mean, there was what 60 of them.
Yeah,
or 60 passes total or something like that. So, but when he threw that deep ball, that's what was his problem. And everybody said he did have a problem with his elbow, but thank God. Because we got that monkey off our back. Stefanski's got to be coach of the year. I don't see how you don't give it to him at all.
Yeah, you'd have to think. Yeah. I mean, with the you know, just the way the Browns franchise has been since before they, you know, since they've been back. I mean,
and a guy does it in his first year.
Yeah,
that alone. I mean, it's your first year, 11 wins, first time in the playoffs in 18 years, first playoff win since 94, I think. So, I mean,
beat the Steelers at home, which when was the last time we fucking did that?
Yeah, there's just a lot of factors that, like, if you don't give him coach of the year, that's then something's wrong. But we'll see. Time will tell.
You know, Steelers are an organization, you know, you want to get to the level of where the Steelers
absolutely
are. And you know, I kind of wanted to see that rivalry come back, and I guess it's kind, you know, it's kind of coming back. You got that fucking Claypool keeps running his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you lost. You're a fucking rookie. Shut up.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Age and rookie doesn't realize, like.
Like, he just keeps talking. Yeah. Like, you know, he was saying the Browns are classless in there. Like, Juju was talking shit before the fucking game.
Yeah.
Like.
Where's class there? Right. What's funny is I thought the week before when they played the Bengals and Juju was doing all that dancing on the thing, and then he took that hit that was so ungodly.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was hilarious. I mean, he got blasted. I think maybe even his helmet came off. I don't know.
I can't remember. Yeah, but he got hit pretty hard.
Yeah. But it's just like that kind of stuff. Like, we've always been told, don't trash talk because, you know, just take it out on him on the next play. Prove yourself. So, yeah, I mean, Claypool could trash talk all he wants. Oh, we're going to get clapped by the Chiefs. We may, but guess what? We're playing.
We're playing and you're sitting at home. Talking shit about the team that just beat you.
Right. So
it's not a knock on Steelers fans or anything, but that's just I mean, I guess the only good thing about it is just feeding into the rivalry more.
Yeah. And like Sammy Watkins this week where he's talking trash and it's like, now you're not even playing.
You're not even playing.
Like, that's karma. But I get it. People think we're the same team and we're not. Yeah. We're not the same team. Yeah,
At times we looked like it, but
for sure. And when we recorded, we did. I mean, like I said, I mean, I at the time, you know, current situation, Baker looked like trash. It's not an understatement.
No, no. I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Yeah, if you were defending him, you were in denial. Seriously. I mean, the way he was playing was trash. And I think some things started to happen. Odell Beckham, when he got hurt, and I know a lot of people don't want to look into that. Like,
I know.
But I do think he was forcing the ball to him.
To try to keep him happy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have your superstar guy, you get it, you know, it's like if you have LeBron James on your team, do you not give LeBron James the ball?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're doing everything you can to get him the ball. It's same with every sport. So he was probably, his first read was Odell.
Yeah.
Defenses knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to a lot of his interceptions. Then you see after he got hurt, the rest of the year, his touchdown to interception ratio. Yeah.
Just turned around. Just completely.
So I don't want to say it's all that.
But it definitely seems, looks that way. And a lot of people kind of believe that that's the case. And you hope not, because you want Odell to be happy and you want to be part of the team. But, you know.
Yep. No, and Odell's a great player. And will he be here in this organization moving forward? I don't know. You know, obviously we've shown we can make strides without him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he does go, hopefully we get something in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's probably a competitive nature to him where he probably wants to be in the Hall of Fame, and there's a reason he wants the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants his numbers up, but he'd probably have an easier time reaching those numbers being on a team that's evenly distributed. And, you know, once you start to do that, you can get the ball more without defenses knowing you're getting the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess we'll focus on this year, and hopefully, like I said, next time we meet for a new episode, maybe we're talking about
Browns,
and shoot, who knows?
Who knows?
I'd like to win this whole damn thing, man. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great to get. Just, I don't even care if we don't. I mean, winning the Super Bowl seems so, like, I can't even think about what it would be like to win, because it just seems so out of this world.
Yeah,
you know,
we've never experienced it, but
getting to a Super Bowl,
would just like, be definitely a step. I mean, we're already a step in the right direction now, but
yeah.
I do see a lot of memes that would be so funny that this would be the most Cleveland thing ever, where we do win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And no fans can
no fans can go. Fans
can go.
And then you can't have a parade
with
all the people. And then, of course, we're having the NFL draft here this year, and how are we going to do that?
Nobody can go. Yeah.
So totally. This is a total Cleveland year. So I would say just go ahead and win the whole thing, and we'll celebrate. And
we'll celebrate
22.
When we're all vaccinated.
Yeah. So with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
Well, we started off the year with kind of a medley of everything that's gone down in the last year and early this year, and we're looking forward to interacting with new fans. If our current fans could please share us.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
anywhere.
Yeah,
we always like to have some questions, so tell us what your New Year's resolutions are.
Got any impressions you can do?
Yeah, hell, we'll take anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you as a guest on the show via Zoom and hear that impression. We'll get you out there. We'll get your name known.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. We got 15 dedicated listeners that'll give yourself. No, I'm just kidding. But, with that, this has been The Vulgar Burrito. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.